you're able, as we read Mark, the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 16 and verses 9 through 16. Hear God's holy, inspired, and inerrant word. Because the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen? Amen. Mark 16, starting at verse 9, and you can find that on page 1001 in your pew Bible. Now when he, Jesus, rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast out seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him as they mourned and wept. And when they heard that he was alive and he had been seen by her, they did not believe. After that, he appeared in another form to two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And then we also have I want to read Psalm 107:2, which we read earlier in our call to worship. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Amen. Now you may be seated. And let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, our Abba, Father, who has poured out his Holy Spirit into our hearts through Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you would teach us and that we would learn from you. We pray that that you would enable us to speak what you have told us to speak. You tell us to go and to proclaim the gospel to every creature under heaven. And so, Lord, I pray that we would be obedient and that we as the redeemed would say so because you have redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. And so we thank you. And may we never cease to give thanks to you. And may we even show our thanksgiving by our obedience. We love you, Lord. Thank you for first loving us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Last week, as we read the gospel according to Mark in chapter 16, we were left with the disciples amazed, but silent. And so the last verse we read in Mark 16:8 went like this. So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. And so last week we talked about being amazed and marveling at what you have the Lord had done in raising Jesus to life from the dead. And so there is a time to be silent, but there's also a time to speak. And so the Lord wants to move us out of silence into speaking. He wants us to be those who are the redeemed and to be those who say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah. Now, in our passage, we see, though, that there is a problem with these believers. And it's a sad thing when believers are unbelievers. And so the Lord is, I think, calling us and reminding us that we need to be believing believers. Amen? And so we see the believers being slow to believe. And so we can take instruction from that. And so the main thing that we want to talk about this morning is that we must believe. We must believe that our Redeemer, the risen Jesus, lives. I know that my Redeemer lives. And that's quoting Job 19:25. You may have noticed that on the marquee as you came in this morning. I know that my Redeemer lives. We must believe that our Redeemer, the risen Jesus, lives. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible gives a definition of belief, a definition of faith. What is it? Well, it's given in Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance or the substantiation of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The disciples should have believed that Jesus would rise and that he did rise. And when there were witnesses, not just one witness, but three witnesses, they should have believed that he had risen. Jesus rebukes them strongly. And so we, in a sense, also need to receive Jesus' correction. Can we receive correction? Sister, can you receive correction? Brother, can you receive correction? Pastor, can you receive correction? Yes! All scripture is inspired by God and is given for what? Teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the man of God, so the woman of God, will be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And so we need to receive the correction of Jesus, the correction of the Holy Spirit, the correction of scriptures. And so Jesus corrects. He rebukes the disciples strongly. And so you can also translate this upbraid or reproach. This is very strong language. Well, I thought Jesus was gentle and humble of heart. Well, he is when he needs to be, but then he's also strong when he needs to be. He's a lamb. He's as gentle as a lamb, but sometimes he's as bold as a lion. Amen. He's the Lion of Judah at the same time as being the Lamb of God. And you notice he doesn't rebuke them, he rebukes their unbelief. And I think it's important that the gospel writer, Mark, and through him, Peter, because Mark is backed by the authority of Peter, we're told. He rebukes their unbelief. He rebukes the sin. And so he rebukes their unbelief and hardness of heart. Why? They should have known better. They should have known better. What does our creed tell us? Christ rose after 3 days according to the scriptures. What scriptures? Well, there's the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah was in the heart of the belly of the great fish 3 days and nights, so the Son of Man will be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. And so he was parts of 3 days and three nights. And so he gets the three. He fulfilled that sign. And he says, one greater than Jonah is here. Amen. And he predicted at least three times to the disciples that the Son of Man was going to go to Jerusalem, be rejected, suffer, be killed, be crucified, buried, and then after 3 days, rise again from the dead. So he told them, but they didn't understand. They didn't want to understand. Even Peter rebuked Jesus, says, far be it from you, Lord, this shouldn't happen. And what does Jesus say? Get thee behind me, Satan. You're looking at things from God's perspective, from man's perspective, not God's perspective. And then we have three witnesses who say, we have seen the risen Lord. And what does the law say? The law says, on the basis of two or three witnesses shall a matter be established. And so they wouldn't believe. And so Jesus rebukes their unbelief and their hardness of heart. They literally had a sclerosis of the heart. The Greek word is related to the word that we get sclerosis, hardness. The heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. And our great surgeon, the Lord Jesus Christ, knows how to go into that heart to take out the heart of stone, that heart of hard unbelief, and put in us instead a heart of faith, the heart of the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Do that in us, Lord. And Jesus could very easily have said to them, where is your faith? You have it. Now use it. Amen? Amen. And so let us receive that wonderful correction. You know, what happens if a man, if a woman, if a child, God forbid, remains uncorrected? Which way do they go? They head on the way of destruction. And they keep going till they reach that destination. They end up in hell unless God corrects them and brings them to the right way. How many have you been corrected and redirected to the way of Jesus Christ? One of you? Two of you? All of you, thank God. And never stop thanking Him. And don't turn back. Keep going toward Jesus till the day He calls you home. Amen? Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah for His correction. But then also we want to receive that correction with thanksgiving. But we also want to obey Jesus' command. Obey Jesus' command, verse 15, go. Or you could also say, as you are going, Because that's a participle there. And it's connected to the verb which comes next, which says, preach or proclaim, publish, make known the gospel, the good news to every creature. Are you ready to do that? Are you ready to say so? Are you ready to be heralds? What is a herald? Oh, I'm glad you asked. A herald is a representative. Another word is an ambassador. But a herald is a special kind of ambassador because he goes ahead of nobility. He goes ahead of royalty, capital R. Who's the royalty that we go ahead of? Our Lord Jesus Christ. We go ahead of where Jesus is about to come. And we say, he's coming. He's coming. He already came. He lived a perfect life. He died a death which is a perfect sacrifice to take away my sin and your sin. Trust in him. Believe in his sacrifice and you shall be saved. But if you don't believe, guess what? You're condemned already. Not because I said it, because God's word says it. John 3:36. He who believes is saved and he who does not believe is condemned already. And the wrath of God abides on him. But God provided a way for that wrath to be taken away. And that wrath is taken away on the cross of Jesus. And so, beloved brother, beloved sister, beloved family of God, let's obey Jesus' command and go and proclaim good news. Is the risen Jesus Christ to you the best news ever? It's the best news ever that Jesus is no longer in the grave. He is risen and now he is seated at the right hand of God. He went before us, and where he is right now, we are there in spirit already. We're seated in the heavenly places spiritually with Christ because he's there, we're there. But one day we will be there in body, soul, and spirit. We'll be there completely with him forever. Hallelujah. That's the best news ever. And if you don't think that's the best news ever, you need to think again. What could be better than that? Than spending eternity with the Lord forever and not going to the hell that we deserve because of our sin. Nothing is better than being redeemed by Jesus to the glory of God. Amen. And now the question is this. Have you seen Jesus? Have you seen him with the eyes of your heart? One of Paul's prayers was that the Lord would open up the eyes of the hearts of the believers. Where's that? Ephesians 1:18. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. Amen. Can you see Jesus, the risen Jesus, with the eyes of faith? And so my prayer is that the Lord would open our eyes to see him, the risen one, and that we receive his correction and receive his command. Have you seen him? Go tell everyone. Song of Songs 3:3. The watchmen who go about the city found me and I said, have you seen the one whom I love? Have you seen him? Do you know that he is the one who loves you? He's the one who has loved you to the uttermost. He's the one who has gotten down on his knees and he's put aside his robes and he's girded himself with the towel of the lowliest servant and he has washed your feet. Why? He has served you because he loves you to the uttermost. Have you seen him? Have you seen his love for you? John 4:29, the Samaritan woman at the well says, come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? Could this be the Messiah? Come and see. Come and see Jesus. And then after Pentecost, and my prayer is that we will have our part in Pentecost, that we will be so filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit so that we will be witnesses. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you shall be witnesses of me. Where? In Jerusalem, all Judea, even Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth. Why? Because the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, the mighty Spirit of God is able to take such as I and such as you and make us into mighty witnesses. Jesus witnesses. Not Jehovah's Witnesses, but Jesus witnesses. That's what it says in Acts 1:8. Amen. But after Pentecost, after we have our part in Pentecost, we become unstoppable. That's what God's Word says. Acts 4:20. You need to stop speaking in Jesus' name. How many of you have ever been told not to speak in Jesus' name? How many of you have been told that you'll get in trouble? How many of you have been threatened bodily if you speak Jesus' name? How many of you have been spat on because you speak Jesus' name? How many have received so-called half a peace sign because you speak in Jesus' name? Lord, have mercy. But what do the disciples say? We cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard. And that's what the Spirit does. He makes the believer unstoppable. He can't stop speaking. Yes, we speak in truth and love. Yes, we speak in meekness and fear. And we give a reason for the hope that we have within us as we sanctify Jesus Christ as Lord in our hearts. And so if you've seen Jesus, if you've seen him at work in your life, if you've seen him at work in the lives of your family, in the lives of your church family, go tell someone. Be obedient to Jesus' command. Obey Jesus' command. Go and proclaim good news. Go and tell someone. Go and proclaim good news. How often do we hear good news in the present day world we live in? Day after day, we hear bad news, bad news, bad news. Oh, there are so many cases of coronavirus. Oh, there are so many deaths. due to coronavirus. Oh, we need to get the vaccine. And, oh, well, the case numbers, they might be decreasing, but there's going to be another variant. And then another variant after that. And then another variant after that. And there's a never-ending parade of variants. And so we need to be afraid. That's bad news. But here is good news. That Jesus has conquered death. And we do not need to be afraid. Amen? And you know what? Even if I get the coronavirus, there's a 99.9% chance that I'm going to recover from it. Right? Some of you have already recovered. And here you are in church. Amen? Do we have some witnesses? Amen. And, you know, I could get it tomorrow and I could die in a few days. What happens then? To be absent from the body is to be present with Jesus. Shout it from the mountaintops. What's bad about that? You know, there were disciples centuries ago who were not afraid to witness of Jesus. They did not bow to Caesar. They did not burn incense to Caesar. And then they were thrown to lions and they were torn to pieces. And then they were escorted into heaven by angels. And they're with Jesus now. And now it's our turn to walk by faith, not by sight. Now it's our turn to live by faith and not by fear. Help us, Lord Jesus. Have you seen the risen Jesus? Because he lives, we live. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to thank you for this word. Thank you for the rebuke, the correction that you give us. The opposite of that, or the lack of correction, is an awful thing. Because if we go uncorrected by you, then we remain on the path of destruction, the path of fear, the path of death, the path of hopelessness. And you don't want us to live there. And so you took the destruction, the death, the separation from God, the separation from God's people that we deserved to give us the life, to give us the fellowship with you and the fellowship with one another that we don't deserve. But you give it to us. And we need to receive it and enjoy it by faith. And so open our eyes to see the truth, to see the risen Jesus. And then put your Spirit in us, your mighty Holy Spirit. Spirit not of fear, but the Spirit of adoption that says, Abba, Father, Daddy, thank you for loving me. Thank you for choosing me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for sending Jesus to die in my place. Thank you for sending forth your Spirit in my heart by which I cry out, Abba, Father, Papa, Daddy. And now Fill me, fill us to overflowing with that Spirit so that we will be witnesses to Jesus. Clothe us all with mighty power from on high. We don't want to be timid witnesses. We don't want to be fearful witnesses. Take away the spirit of fear. Take away the spirit of timidity. Take away the spirit of unbelief and hardness of heart. And give us the mighty, fearless spirit of Jesus. So that we'll be like those disciples who could not stop speaking of the things that they had seen and heard from you. And so, Lord, we want to be those ones who go and proclaim good news. We have good news. We are those heralds. We go ahead of the places where you are about to come. Would you please come to our households? Would you please come to our extended families? Please come to our unsaved fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters and in-laws and children who have not yet bent the knee and bowed the heart and confessed their sin and their need for Jesus for salvation of their souls. They've not yet believed in and received Jesus. They've not yet received the right to become children of God, but we pray that you would give them that right and give them that ability to believe. Because your word says, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. And so we pray, Lord, that you would give grace for these to believe, to receive the sign and seal of the covenant, and to be saved. But if they don't, and they won't, then they're condemned. Thank you, Lord, for moving us out of condemnation and into life through Jesus. Thank you that you sent someone who was obedient to your command. Now make us obedient through your mighty Spirit working in us. And then we will give you the praise. We will give you the honor. We will give you the glory. Thank you, Lord, that you want us to be involved in your grand command. This is why you created us, that we could glorify you in winning souls, in becoming like Jesus, in becoming fishers of men. Help us now. Give us grace to bend our will and effort and even our bodies in this direction. That's how mighty your Holy Spirit is. And so, Lord, we ask for this blessing. We thank you that you are a God who blesses. You are a God who redeems. And so we want to be those who say so. My Redeemer lives, and I live, and will live forever. And you can too, if you come on His terms, through His Son, Jesus the Redeemer. For we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.